Jake, you ever clogged a toilet?
Oh, didn't know that was what you're starting with. Yeah, all the time, actually.
Oh, dude, I was hanging out with this group of friends, and it reminded me of probably my first, like, adult little group trip. So we were balling on a budget. We're going to float the Illinois River. You ever done that?
Never heard of anyone doing that.
Oh, it is a trashy time.
Okay.
It is the cheapest entertainment out there. So we went, booked kind of a last-minute thing, so it was what was available. And it was just this, didn't really realize it at this time, it was probably eight of us, like a co-ed group, and it was just a round room with just bunk beds around it and one bathroom.
Kind of summer camp style.
Yeah, some very summer camp, very intimate. And when we're getting there, I'm like, man, I gotta go. And I thought this would be the wise thing to do, just call it out. I was like, guys, we all gotta poop. We're all gonna do it this weekend here.
Some are gonna do it in the Illinois River. Some are gonna do it right in front of everyone.
Yeah, and we're fine. We're good friends here. It's no problem. And I stepped, I mean, within 5 minutes, I'm there. I get out. I've clogged it.
Nice. I hate that.
To the point where I can't self-remedy with the plunger. So we have to call in the maintenance crew. Lord knows what they did in there. But rough start to my first ever big boy trip.
Dude, I went on, I don't know what the size of the boy, let's say a medium boy trip to Tulum, Mexico last December. And it was the very last morning there. And also ran into some similar issues. I think we had two bathrooms, but, you know, the girls were like showering one of the bottom ones. So I went to like the upstairs bathroom to use it. I did what we all do. Did a little, for those who know sign language, you know, poop. And it's not going down. Water pressure. Mexico's not really known for their water pressure anyway.
They're not.
So I start to plunge. This is actually pretty disgusting. Yeah, just FYI, what you're about to hear is kind of disgusting. So also, if you go to places like Mexico or other like Central American countries, usually they have some sort of like sign, especially in the women's bathrooms, like do not flush female products down the toilet, you know, like dispose of them in the trash, whatever. What is it?
How do you know that?
Oh, I, you know, other countries, they got different words for female, male, the bathrooms. I don't know. I just got to guess. And if I don't see urinals.
Yeah. Like, yeah. And you see the sign. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
That is, I turn the corner of the bathroom, like, where's the urinal? I'm good.
Yeah. Dude, I remember my first time going to Outback Steakhouse, blokes and Sheila's, so confused. Oh. Which one is me? Neither of these seem like me.
Oh, I've never been Outback.
Really?
Never. Yeah, that's weird, right? I don't know why.
You don't nap on Thanksgiving? You don't go to Outback?
All of them are the same. I guess I just chose Chili's and Applebee's and not Outback, but I need funny. To one day.
Well, yeah. I'm not going to tell you. Blokes and Sheila's, you figure it out.
Mm.
Anyway, Mexico, I start to unplunge and I think, wait, that's not the color of my poop. That's bright red. Basically, me and my friend Andrea kind of tag teamed a little toilet clog. She threw down some lady products. I threw down some waste. And dude, it was the most disgusting bowl.
Was this
of fluid?
This was a boy-girl combined bathroom, or you were in the girls' bathroom?
And no, it wasn't. I was in our Airbnb. So
sorry.
Yeah.
Missed that.
We were together.
Oh, that's a disaster.
It was so nasty, dude. And it was like our last morning. Like everyone else is packing up. Like we are leaving. And I just put the seat down and left him a note and said, I am so sorry. So
I'll pay a little extra.
Lo siento, señorita.
Yeah. I like to do that when I clog it because I don't want to have to do the plunge. So I'll, you know, that risky second flush where you're like, could solve it or it could maybe
dude I know overflow. All about the second flush
and you give it, it starts raising, you're like, oh my gosh, oh my god, and it starts going up, you're like, stop, and you're like, how do I fix this? And thank goodness I've gotten real close a couple of times.
Dude, the water pressure even at my house now is about the equivalent of a guy on the other end sucking water down with a straw. Like that's how fast it comes out.
Which is how
out.
They do it in Mexico.
Yeah, I think so. But I mean, they get paid well to do it. So, it's fine.
The cartel runs the toilets.
Yeah, yeah. They run
the
it all.
The slaves are in there just.
Because people have to, they flush their drugs down. The cartel's like, we'll take that. We'll suck that down on a straw. And so at my house, it gets clogged a lot. So I figured out like, I can unclog a toilet in about four different ways if you need to. I take the top off, you know, get my hands wet. That always feels disgusting. You have to convince yourself it's clean water, but it does feel weird to like your eyes are saying disgusting, your hands are wet. You're like, I feel dirty.
When I think of taking the tank off and like, I could figure out how the mechanism works where it just like, you know, the water fills up and the thing's buoyant, which causes it to shut. And I think I'm like Elon Musk. I've solved this contraption, but they've had it for how many hundreds of years.
Probably. That always feels good. And then like going back home to your parents' house and just like, hey, our Wi-Fi is not working. And all you do is go downstairs and reset it. And they're like, you are just a genius.
Yeah.
How did you do that?
Well, geez,
we would have never figured that out.
I told you you should have been an engineer. We told you you were so good when you were eight at 9 times 9 that you need to build computer.
Like, and rockets.
Yeah.
It's like, I held it down for 10 seconds and let my thumb off.
I'll never forget. Real young. This is one of my most embarrassing moments. I say real young. It was early iPhone. I think my first iPhone, I got the iPhone 4 and I was like 18 and it wasn't working. I couldn't get to work. And I was like, I got to go take this in.
Okay.
And I took it in and the guy turns it off and back on and it works. And I just kind of was like,
okay,
thank you. And I walked out in shame. Like the amount of times they probably do that every day, just on off. There you go. Have a good one, sir, ma'am. I was like, I should have tried harder.
Do you think that was your first time seeing that modeled for you? Like sometimes with newer technology, you just turn off and back on again and it works.
No, it definitely wasn't. Because I remember growing up, it was very classic and I think they've improved it now. But once or twice a week, it was like, Wi-Fi's not working in the house. Just unplug it, and plug it back in.
Yeah.
It's like, why do I have to do this so much? I mean, I grew up on N64 cartridge. Fixed it every time. And do you still find yourself blowing into things to fix it?
Funny.
When you're like, only the N64 did that work.
It is funny. Yeah. I blow on my SD cards, like that we shoot all of our videos with. Why do I do that?
Yeah.
It's because I grew up playing N64. I'm like, you know what? It's been a while since I've blown in the cartridge. Why don't I get a quick blow on my camera? And I do it.
Is the mic working? Open up your car hood and just... Maybe there's just a piece of dust...
Belt came off. Well, that's probably because I didn't blow on it enough.
Dang it. Yeah, we're moving in 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
3 weeks into a
fortnight and a half.
For sure, not going to be a finished home. But I just said, I was just tired of it. So I was like, we'll just.
What's not going to be finished?
I think at this point, I think we should be good with most stuff. They'll probably just be like, hanging a couple light fixtures and like putting in some faucets and toilets and stuff. But like at least one of them will be the one bathroom.
One toilet. We get one faucet for now.
It will be interesting to see how not finished it is, but it should be mainly finished. But I like, just not be able to do things. I'm so nervous to like mount the living room TV. It's like I need some help.
Sure. Is there like one specific aspect of the house that you're like low-key like pretty excited about? Like, did you like splurge to like a new fridge that's like got a touchscreen or like anything like that?
That good old fridge is moving with us. That was when I first, I bought this house and the fridge it came with, which I was surprised by because, whoever had it had kind of updated the kitchen, but not the fridge. The fridge is the current garage fridge.
Garage fridge, that's not great.
That's like a 1980s fridge. Yeah. And it was just like, this is going to be my big boy purchase. And I got one that had the drawer specifically for drinks.
Oh, yeah.
So you pull out the drawer and it's
a good fridge.
Very exciting. But that was then. This time, I think.
Yeah, what are you excited about?
Probably the thing I'm most excited about is to not live in a dark dungeon of a living room.
Dude, some overhead lighting would be cool.
This whole house is old. I guess they used to do this. I kind of noticed this for the first time recently because my friends have bought a similar house, but they're like, we're fixing up a little. He's like, we're putting lights in here. It doesn't make sense. And I looked, if you like the whole living room and the whole the front living room, there's zero lights in the ceiling.
It's like a hotel room.
It's on me to light the place. I just had lamps everywhere. Yeah. It's like a hotel room.
You got to come in with like a lantern or whatever. Yeah. It's like made for travelers.
Yeah. And so, I'm excited to just like walk to my main living space and there's like windows and lighting.
It's going to be so awesome. All the videos are going to be so much brighter.
Yeah, they are.
Which is cool. Also, why don't hotel rooms just have like one overhead light? That seems easier than 16 lamps.
So you got to walk to six different places and some are on switches and some you got to turn on. Like
there's always a lamp in the corner that I don't know where the switch is.
Yes.
They hide that switch so well.
Gosh. And one of my, because I'm very particular about this, but like when I went to Wisconsin a few weeks ago, and they flew me out to do the shoot, and so like here's your kind of travel stipend, and I was like, you know what, I don't want to like use all of it, but a couple of years ago me would have just stayed at like the cheapest hotel in his pocket. I was like, you know,
like Best Western.
I'll stay right by it. I'll do something a little nice. I'm here by myself. At least and what am I going to do after the shoot? Probably just sit in my hotel room.
Yeah.
And so it'd be nice. And this place was really cool and nice, but I got in the bed and immediately was just like, oh, come on. Cause it's so
mice.
No. Because it was like, it wasn't comfortable at all. Oh, and the sheets, have you ever laid down in a hotel room and what should be the fitted sheet is like the top sheet. They just like laid on it and got late. They're like, we'll just do that. And they won't notice. That. I was like, what are we doing here?
I stayed in a hotel in Phoenix a few weeks ago. And yeah, there were like a couple like hairs in the bed sheets. I was like, I don't love this. But for the most part, I feel like maybe irrational opinion here, but like 2-star hotels are not bad. They're like better than you'd think a 2-star hotel would be.
Yeah.
Like I think those are pretty solid. And here's what you do spend your money on if you have like a stipend or something. Upgrade to get the faster Wi-Fi. Because most like hotel Wi-Fi is so slow. Yeah. And then you're watching a 240p YouTube video. Like this is I'll just watch on my phone.
At least with a hotel, you kind of if it's a brand, you know it's consistent, right? I've had Airbnbs they did this right. Or we had one Airbnb. I think we were in Atlanta and it was nice spot, good part of town. Everything was great. But we pulled back the sheets and there was like so many hairs. It was almost like they were like, let's mess with these people. Everyone do this on the sheet. And they did fix it quickly, so it was fine. But and then our most recent, we went on like a Labor Day trip and I pulled the bed back because Katie can get especially germs and COVID. I don't know. But I pulled it back. There's like a few hairs. And I just kind of,
few hairs were fine.
She didn't know. I just got those out. I was like, yeah, it's great.
Hotel rooms are always really inconsistent with the amount of electricity that's like involved, which doesn't really, I don't understand that anyway. But like a lot of those lamps have like plugs in the lamp that you can use. You use some of those and it's like, okay, my phone is not even being charged. It's just like staying at 37%. Mm-hmm. Like, we're in America. Where is the electricity going? Is it all going to the lamp? Because it's not that bright. How's this work? I don't know.
What's your thermostat vibes in a hotel?
Ooh, I'm a warm boy.
Oh, really?
Hot guy. Hot dude.
You sleep hot.
Steaming. Yes. So, yeah, I'll go 73, 74.
Jeez.
Steaming.
So I like to be freezing. And some of those hotels are like when Airbnb's, it's like a smart thermostat. So they've like programmed in like a barrier where it's you can't turn it down. So it'll be at night. It's like warm. I stayed at an Airbnb, like, fairly nice, a big crew of us. And their limit was 70 degrees.
Oh, that's a pretty high threshold. Yeah.
I was like, give us 68. And so that was frustrating.
I do remember, where were we at? Wherever we were when we had bunk beds, where we termed like the bunk bed bridal boys. Where was that? Oh, we were in LA.
Yeah, we had that bunk bed room.
Room was cold. Still remember that. And you were loving it. Yeah. And I was frigid.
Really?
That was a cold bunk bed room.
Yeah, I forgot about that. We did a little bunk bed vibe.
It was a good time. It was my last time being in a bunk bed.
Yeah, we had our own little suite. It was kind of cute.
Oh, yeah, we did. The back room. Jordan Dooley, what up?
Yeah,
good times.
Back rooms.
Dude, I don't really have a doctor, so I was hoping you could kind of help me out with this. My left ear feels like it needs to pop. It's been like that for 2 days.
You ever done this?
Dude, I've been doing it like crazy.
Oh, have you ever done it like so hard and so intense trying to do it that you start to see spots?
Well, that's what I'm scared about. It's like, have you ever been scuba diving or like just swam really deep in water, I guess?
I've dove for rings.
Oh, sick. Dude. Yeah. Like every, 8 or 10 feet, you're supposed to like, unclog. Or what do they call that? Reset your ears or something. And that
ears.
Turn unclog, it off for 10 seconds. Turn it back on again. That feels amazing. Oh, yeah. And so I feel like I need to get to like a 10-foot depth in a pool and then really go for it. Because I'm scared on dry land to go for it a ton. Like I'll do it a little bit. But I'm like, I think blood's about to squirt out my ear.
Yeah, I might have a dang it, dude. Dang it. It was going to be funny and I can't talk. Might have a clogged toilet situation.
Ears.
Sad comment.
Dude, yeah. And having the headphones on, it sounded real, real funky right now. I'm going to push through.
Yeah, push through. Yeah. I've had those times where you're kind of sick and you can't pop just the one. And so I'm going. And then I'm like, oh, whoa, I got to.
Lay down for a couple hours.
But then if you get it, it's such a relief.
I feel like I'm going to get it and just like 6 pounds of earwax is going to shoot out like this.
You ever heard about like
headphone
people getting their ears professionally cleaned?
Yeah, I have a friend who's an audiologist, and so she was like offering to clean all of her ears. She cleaned everyone's ears at this game night, and I was the only one. I said, no, I don't even want to see how nasty my ears are.
Were people like, whoa, I can hear better?
No.
That's what I've heard.
They were mainly like, that was in my ear. And then our friend Esther's just laughing at them like, this is disgusting. I've never seen this.
Tell me.
I don't want that.
Does this woman just rag on Q-tips? Are they the enemy to her?
I can't remember, but probably. I think most medical professionals don't like Q-tips.
That's always ticked me off.
You don't like that?
How many millions of us are using Q-tips and we're fine? I can hear you.
I can hear you.
I can hear you. Dude. There's nothing better than a Q-tip. And if you don't use Q-tips, I can see your earwax.
Yeah.
You've got to do it. You ever like not use Q-tips, like maybe forgotten or like weeks, and you kind of do this and pull it out and you're like, oh my gosh.
Whoa. Yeah, it looks like Shrek when he like makes a candle out of the wax in his ear. One of those situations.
Mm-hmm.
You ever, I feel like everyone's dad does this, or also maybe just mine. Does your dad clean out his ears with a car key? You ever seen that?
I haven't seen it. I guess I can't answer confidently.
He probably does it behind closed doors.
Yeah.
Huh.
That's your dad's vibe?
No, I was just...
That was just kind of a random... Just creating conversation.
Just podcast. Yeah, totally. Hypothetical.
Yeah. Does your dad always eat ice cream out of a glass instead of a bowl?
No, that's like a Southern thing, though, I feel like.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was... It's funny to reflect on how we grew up because it's so different now, but it was totally like all four of us, like my parents, it was very normal. Every day was like, yeah, you start your day with like a tall glass of orange juice and a whole cereal milk. And for lunch, we're going to have this sandwich and microwave this Velveeta and dip nacho cheese chips in.
Yes.
Of course. And then dinner, we're going to have meatloaf and then we're going to finish it with a tall glass of ice cream.
Yeah.
And we did that every day and that made sense to us. But we had a vegetable on the side of the meatloaf.
Okay.
So we were healthy.
Dude, I mean, that sounds a lot like how I grew up eating, except without the vegetable.
Really?
I'm not even
you
kidding.
Guys weren't even ashamed, dude. You were just like, let's do this.
I mean, I guess we had some vegetables growing up, but I mean, not a ton, I don't think. Right. I think we got the gene pool's looking good. Swimming pool's looking good. I want to go to the bottom of it and pop my ears.
Yeah, pop those ears, baby.
Pop them ears off. Pop
get a little tops. Whop of the ears.
Yep. Yep.
We'll stop that.
Whop dude, of the ear.
You ever heard of a polenta?
I have, no.
Yeah, I know. I think it's maybe a little bit of a bougie restaurant thing.
Okay.
Like there's this farm to table place down the street, you know, it's kind of obnoxious, but like the polenta cake. I'm going to like straight up Google it here.
Like
actually be confident in this, but I believe polenta cake.
Polenta cake. Okay.
It's a polenta, P-O-L-E-N-T-A. So it's like just like grits. It's made with homemade cornmeal. Polenta cake. So it's kind of cornbready, but anyways.
Okay.
You get the gist.
It sounds nice.
But whenever I see that on a menu, I think of placenta.
Yes.
So
which is also, you know, gritty.
This might be a fun new segment of like just trashed joke ideas, like things I could kind of contemplate for a second, if that could be like a funny bit or something. Like probably not, but just because I guess there's some people out there, some who eat their placenta, which I also don't really know what that is.
Yeah, I've been educated by some women about it. And it also seems, I think it's also made of cornmeal, I think.
Wait a second.
I'm kidding.
I Googled. Did you say cornmeal?
Yeah, I think if mother eats a lot of cornmeal, then it could also have a lot of cornmeal in it.
Is that what a polenta is? It's like a corn-fed mom.
Yeah.
And what she there's a placenta polenta now.
Now we're talking.
So now it's getting very complex. But yeah, the first time I went to a nicer restaurant, and they said polenta. I'm like, what local ladies are like supplying this? And why I would never order this. That doesn't feel right to me as a man.
I'll take a polenta with some breast milk. I don't know what else the ladies provided.
I mean,
what else do they have?
Is she in the back right now? Thanks to the chef. Give your regards. I'd love to meet her.
I'd love to say thanks. I mean, if she's still back there.
Yeah.
Got a couple of questions about what she did to hers.
So, okay.
My wife to make it at home, and it's just not the same. It's just not the same as they do it here.
So this here at mayoclinic.org, which I think there's a placenta on Mayo Clinic. Am I still dealing with foods here?
I would
Mayo
be
Clinic It's like a...
Oh, it's like food, mayonnaise.
Yeah, it's like a food factory.
Yeah, they put mayonnaise
placentas,
on stuff.
Okay. The placenta is an organ that develops in your uterus during pregnancy. The structure provides oxygen and nutrients to your growing baby and removes waste products from your baby's blood.
It literally does everything. I was... this is kind of embarrassing to admit, but I was Googling placenta about 2 weeks ago because I was pretty curious about it.
That's great.
It's awesome.
They sound great. So then that's what it is, I guess. And how is it delivered?
I think.
Okay. I'm reading stuff I don't want to repeat. So
it looks like my toilet in Mexico right now, dude, doesn't it? Okay, a lot of red, a lot of brown.
But see, so yeah, I was trying to maybe, I was contemplating something about, you know, we're obsessed with these like serial killers on Netflix, like Ted Bundy. And, you know, is what he did really that bad? Because we run around with people who are cannibalizing themselves. See, it's just not a great.
This
you see something there.
No, yeah, I like this. This would be a recurring segment of like jokes we almost did.
Yeah.
Like we know that they're not good enough. Like,
yeah.
Jokes I've wanted to do revolve around like me being like not a good person, but it's just like not entertaining to hear about someone's like, I don't know, whatever, not like evil thoughts, but something like, I've talked about how like if a hurricane was like named after me, like if there was a Hurricane Jacob, I'd be like rooting for it. I'm like, come on.
Oh, that's funny, dude.
I tried it once. It didn't.
Yeah. Hurricane Jacob fizzled out before it reached land.
Come on, dude. We're strong.
That's not
that.
How I roll.
Yeah.
Come on.
That's not how I roll. Terrorize some families. Rip apart homes.
Yeah.
Come on, Jacob.
Come on. Do they ever get to hurricane T's of the year, or is there never that many?
I saw something recently where it's like, this is the first time we've had to go to the Greek alphabet, or yeah. What was that headline? Now I'm wondering what I saw. It was like we got all the way through A to Z in tropical storms, so we had to go like back to A.
This hurricane's non-binary. I don't know.
This one's named after Elon Musk's son.
Yeah.
A bunch of letters and numbers.
X-12. Hurricane Trey. It hit different.
We're talking Louisiana, yeah. Mississippi, Arkansas, dude.
Yeah.
How often do you hear about a hurricane in Arkansas? Trey did that.
That hurricane is a funny Trey. Like, what if? I mean, yeah. What did Katrina's feel like?
Yeah.
They were probably were they like? You probably had some Katrina's who were like, "Listen, I had nothing to do with this." And there's probably some who were kind of like, "I'm devastated for what happened, obviously, and we all are, but I mean, you just think about how I roll." That's just kind of what Katrina's do, man. We're just rough and rowdy gals.
I'm sure anywhere outside of New Orleans, there are so many jokes when there's like a Katrina in your friend group.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, Katrina comes to the party and just like messes it up. That's kind of her thing.
All right.
Been like that since 2004.
There's Katrina. She drinks way too much. That's them on brand.
She like, yeah, starts to get a little crazy. Uh-oh, the levee's breaking.
One of my first times at like a performing at a big show, I was in Houston, and this was months after the Harvey, like the crazy flooding of Hurricane Harvey,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And I was out, and I was like, "Hey, set me up for this joke." And I came out, and I rolled my jeans way high, and the guy goes, and he's like, "Well, oh man, what are you?" We're just kind of roasting each other. He's like, "You what? Are you preparing for a flood?" And I go, "Well, we are in Houston."
How'd it go?
Great.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say like no one laughed.
Did it two shows in Houston and people laughed.
That's
and,
awesome.
But what was funny, because I was new to this, I was not confident. I'd come off stage and everyone backstage would be like, "Did that? I'm sorry. I just kind of heard the joke. I couldn't hear the crowd's reaction. Like, did that go okay?" Like, I was like, "Should I have not said that?" I'm joking. But yeah, it went well.
They pull you aside. "Trey, so I know we didn't talk to you about this beforehand, but we're kind of a anti-hurricane joke group."
Yeah.
Tornadoes? Sure.
Yeah.
AIDS just recently became funny, but not hurricanes. Okay,
yep.
Cut it out.
Do you remember the bit I did for just a few shows, like this time last year about feminists?
Yeah, that but, one.
Like, more than half the crowd is women, so I thought like, well, I'm clearly gonna be joking in this, and I think it's clever, so it'll be good. But I'd set it up and say something about feminists, and I could tell the part of the crowd was like, "Oh, he better not say a word about this," and then. And what was the bit? It was something about like,
it was
I
good.
Was like, I mean, I'm all for women's rights. It is, but like some feminists take it too far. Like I went to church with this feminist and this guy was like, he refused to sing for the hymns. And he was just like, "Well, why aren't they hers?"
Yeah.
I thought that was pretty clever. And then
the jokes were good. I think people just put walls up once they heard, like, there's some feminists out there, like, okay, here we go. Another white boy.
I knew it. I knew this guy. Yeah. They didn't like it. And then the final punch was something like, I'm arguing with this hypothetical feminist. And he's like, well, name one. Oh, he's like, every word with like a male word in it is bad or
sexist
or sexist or something, like boycotting, or I forgot what it was like, male,
or like getting the mail. Why isn't it female?
You know, got that, because that men are just trying to control everything. Name one thing that like is sexist that men want nothing to do with. And I was like, menstruation. And I think everyone was kind of like, this guy just hit us. We were kind of having a good lighthearted time here with, we're talking about being dog moms and other stuff. And then he does a feminist menstruation joke. And I think people are kind of like, all right, get back to, so I stopped doing that joke.
Do you remember, I can't remember this super well. I think it was the very first like run of shows we ever did together. You had like a CrossFit joke and there were randomly like 40 women, a part of a CrossFit gym in the audience.
Dude, that's the best when the crowd is like, wow, thanks God. You just, we're like, I'm going to make sure Trey has a good night tonight. I was like doing some CrossFit battles. Like, any CrossFitters in here? And there's usually like one or two. And I just roast them.
Like in a whole like corner of the room.
40 people like, yeah!
One was like actually power cleaning while you asked that. And I was like lifted up.
I was like, what is happening? They're like, we're a
new max.
We're CrossFit. We're local CrossFit gym. We brought the whole crew to the show. And I was just like, oh my God.
Great.
This is awesome. So yeah, I just roasted them.
That was fun.
It was good.
You going on any diet soon? You going to do that juice cleanse?
Dude, I actually am.
Really?
I'm ashamed to say that.
When's it start?
Sunday.
Sabbath. Good day for juice.
Good.
Jews.
That would be Shabbat.
That's the Jewish Sabbath, Saturday. I know.
Out of respect to the Jews, we didn't start on Saturday. We're going to start on Sunday with our juice. I'm not doing a juice cleanse. I'm not doing a Jews cleanse. Love Jews. I've known maybe three in my life.
I bet you've known more.
That's not true. One of my agents is Jewish.
See, there's four.
New York. There are not a lot of Jews that run around Oklahoma.
No.
Yeah, the only one I knew lived in my neighborhood. And also in my neighborhood, this ethnic neighborhood, now that I think about it, there was a Native American family in my neighborhood who I guess was unbelievably loaded because they happened to be part of this small tribe that was, you know how that works, like casinos, because I think they have the reservation land that casinos are on, so they get paid by casinos. And
yeah,
this guy was part of a particularly lucrative one or something. So he was loaded, and every Christmas he would reportedly spend over $100,000 on his Christmas lights. So the people from, I think, all over the area would come look
good
at
for
it.
Him.
And right next door was a Jewish guy I knew. Nice. And they would have just like a single sign that would say like Shalom.
Dang.
They're like, that's a funny coincidence, yeah, for sure.
Nice little dichotomy there. That's too bad though.
Juice cleanse. You're still gonna say juice.
Juice.
All right, got it. And
juice cleanse.
It makes Katie really happy, which I'm just like, this is really annoying and it's not real. But it makes me kind of fun because I'm a guy who lives in extremes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, we're going to In-N-Out. I'm gonna eat three cheeseburgers,
animal
which
style.
I did, yeah. And man, In-N-Out. We'll talk about that. And then I'm like, oh, I need to maybe cut back a little bit. No eating for 3 days, nothing but carrots, and so it's horrible. But I'd rather do that once every few months than like, I'll just try to cut back every time.
I was gonna say, at least you're doing that. I feel like so many people doing diets these days are like, yeah, figured it's time to get a little healthy, so I switched to Diet Coke.
Yeah,
been doing Diet Coke now. It's
so,
like,
how see much if that works.
They're holding up like a 44-ounce Diet Coke from Quick Trip.
I guess that's zero calories.
Yeah, if you're trying to intake your aspartame intake, that's gonna be awesome for you.
Yeah, it just seems like it's toxic in some capacity. It can't taste that good and be zero calories. That's just defying the odds.
Something's going on.
One day, someone's gonna make like zero calorie alcohol drinks, and it's gonna like, Our next generation's gonna have six arms or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ears constantly popped.
It's a seltzer with no calorie. Dude, I got a pumpkin spice seltzer down there.
Dude, that does not sound good.
Mm-hmm. I talked about it on my story and they sent it to me. I'm yet to try it. I'm gonna do a little story reveal this week. But I'm excited about that. And In-N-Out Have you been to In-N-Out?
Sure. I'm going to LA this weekend. I'll get it there.
You're
going to
go?
Yeah.
Do you think it's overrated, underrated, or on par?
I think it's rated. Actually, so no, I think it's decent. So in that sense, I think it's overrated.
Yeah.
I think the exclusivity of it makes it attractive.
Right. For sure. Because what, I mean, what would you compare it to? Like I think
Steak and Shake or something. Yeah. Yeah.
Whataburgers. I guess there's kind of like Whataburger and In-N-Out. Which one?
If it's between 11 p.m. and 11 a.m., I'm taking Whataburger every time for this honey butter chicken biscuits.
Okay. But let's just talk burger and fries.
Burger and fries.
For sake of.
I'd probably go In-N-Out.
Yeah, I think so.
But Brahms? Then again, I can't even have burgers anyway. So I don't even know if I'm, you know.
Y'all know about Brahms?
Y'all know about Brahms? Everyone in Oklahoma loves Brahms.
Oklahoma guy. If you're ever within, I think it's like 200 miles of Oklahoma, there should be a Brahms around. You got to try it.
Why do people love Brahms so much?
You don't think it's that good?
So in Springfield, where I grew up, they had a Brahms. So I grew up getting burgers from a place you could also get a gallon of milk. And I don't see the allure that other people see.
You've got to be in the minority where you grew up in the Brahms world. That's very exclusive, right? Because you have to be in that pocket of the U.S. and you're not big on it.
I'm not crazy on it. It's really funny to make. Like it just.
It's the only place in the country you can get like actually delicious double scoop of ice cream for $2.20.
I will say their ice cream is very good.
It's great ice cream, and it's the only. It's like you guys need it. Every time we go there, I'm like, would you tell somebody charge more for this? I got this last week at wherever the heck, and I paid $7.
Will you run this at the ladder? Tell your boss to tell his boss to charge more. When I went on that whole limo trip, I was with two Oklahoma guys. Yeah. Anytime we were in the South, like, they got a Brahms here.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo.
There's just something about going to paint a picture. It's like you walk into you're transported to the cafeteria of a nursing home.
Yes.
Is really their aesthetic. It's kind of linoleum floors, very light elevator music.
Like 1980s branding.
Yeah. And then the people waiting on you just from hours of ripping together malt shakes and ice cream. They have like ice cream spray on them. Looks like they've been painting.
Yeah.
And
ice cream spray is a great description.
And you're just like, yeah, I would like a double cheeseburger, fries, and a shake for $5.40. You guys need to charge more.
And then right when you start to pay, you see that, oh wait, they sell pudding cups for like 35 cents. When's the last time I had pudding? Go and throw a pudding cup on there too.
That's great.
Yeah, you feel like a Labrador retriever.
Yeah, I would say, okay, what? Give me your, rate me your like top three fast foods, that excluding Chick-fil-A.
No,
keep them in there.
No,
keep them in there.
Keep
them in there.
How are we ranking fast food?
So, yeah,
drive-through.
Drive-through. If they have a drive-through, it's fast food. Anything plays, and then the criteria is
anything plays.
Well, there's no criteria. Just I want to hear it.
One is Chick-fil-A.
Why?
They're food is very good, and the speed of their line is very good, and they're just so nice. Like, you feel in a slightly better mood every time you leave Chick-fil-A.
Dude, there was this one time we had a little trend where we'd go to Chick-fil-A after our Bible study.
Mm-hmm.
Blinded by the wine. And it closes at 10 p.m. So we'd race there and be like at 9:59. Like, we hate to do this. We know, so when can we do this and this? And these people were nice. And they're like, well, we're closing, so I think it's, you know, I think most places at the end of the shift, they throw away what's left because they want to like serve it fresh.
Mm-hmm.
So like, do you guys want anything else? And they give us like 7 cookies,
dang,
4 sandwiches. So then the next 2 weeks we'd go at 9:59, kind of be like,
hey.
And
then
there was more people like, and you, okay, move on.
Okay.
But it did not happen again. But that crew was nice, partly because I think they felt bad because the guy walked up to me and he goes, are you John B. Christ?
Oh.
And I go,
not really.
And my buddy's just cracking up. I'm like, my name's Trey. And then he goes, wait, you're Trey Kennedy? I'm like, okay.
No, you lost it.
I think you're compensating. And he gave me a lot of cookies. I was like, but it worked. That's fine.
That guy yesterday, as we were leaving the coffee shop, that was kind of cool. He was so excited to see you.
He's like, dude.
You make the videos, dude.
Whoa.
Yes.
I'm Trey, man. That's Jake. What's up? Oh, yeah, dude. He's like dabbing his.
It was awesome, though.
Yeah, it was.
I'd much rather that than like, hey, are you? You make videos, right?
Listen, my friend. I've never heard of you in my life.
Okay, so Chick-fil-A is number one. They're just the best. They just hook it up. They treat you so well. I was playing a pickleball tournament the other day, and they just showed up like, hey, we heard a pickleball tournament was in the area. We thought we'd come and bring some free biscuits. It was like Saturday morning.
Yeah, like
Like they just, they like to be benevolent.
I'd like to think the Chick-fil-A execs are just like in their mansions, just laughing it up when they see like the repeated memes when they're like Chick-fil-A workers be like, and they're like giving you a blessing as they change your tire. And like,
yeah,
that's like their joke online.
That's
like
their meme.
Chick-fil-A be like, sir, we'd also like to give you this car with your meal. It's like, oh, it's like, imagine building a brand like that.
Yeah, seriously.
Amazing. And then Popeyes is like, Popeyes be like, I want the chicken. We're out of chicken. That's all you serve. That's happened to me before at Popeyes. It's crazy.
Yeah. One of my friends just recently like started owning and operating a Chick-fil-A in town. And he was, I forget the number he told me, but he's like, in the next 5 years, I want to give away this much amount of free chicken. Like they have like numbers. Mm. Like they try to hit goals of like, we want to give out like $100,000 worth of chicken.
That's good.
Or, you know, whatever. So Chick-fil-A is number one. Dude, I might go Panda Express number two. I love Panda.
Wow. Wow.
You were not expecting that?
No. Give it. Why?
Their orange chicken and chicken teriyaki is very good. You got to keep in mind, guys, I'm allergic to beef. So a lot of these fast food places, like McDonald's used to be number one. Taco Bell would probably normally crack the top three, but they serve a lot of beef.
Okay.
A lot of beef. So I'm kind of a, you know, yeah. Pollo.
Spicy.
Boyo. What's boy? Whatever.
Boyo cleanse.
Yeah.
Boyo Jewish.
I love Panda. Their chicken's great. Chow mein is awesome. You want to mix it up? Get some fried rice in there. That's awesome.
My thing with Panda is you've got to go during prime eating hours. You ever been at 3 p.m.? You got that stuff been sitting there for 2 hours and you could tell. You chew into it. You're like, this is...
See, and I would say Panda changes their stuff out a lot quicker than, say, not as quick as Chipotle, but like quicker than like Subway. Don't go to Subway after 9 p.m. That stuff's been sitting there.
I've not been to Subway in a long time.
I love Subway.
I don't think I ever will. I mean, it feels like Subway goes, they're like, hey, we're hiring. One of the like qualifications to get hired here is you have to be deeply sad. Everyone I've ever worked there, they're just like.
What? 6 inch or foot long?
This is like. I'm not even trying to be funny. This is a serious thing I experienced once that was like heartbreaking. I was at a Subway and this guy, again, he's like, I'm like, dude, are you okay? Like legitimately. And then I overheard a guy like having this kind stranger, like talking this guy down. Cause this guy's like, I hate my life. And it's like,
dang,
it's like, this is brutal. I'm like, that's every Subway I've ever been to.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A. They're like, how you doing?
It's a great day at Chick-fil-A. What can I get started for you?
How much sauce you want? I'll give you. Do you want a whole gallon of it? And then, yeah. Or you go to other places, it's like sometimes hit or miss. They're nice or chilling. There's guys at Chipotle. They're having a good time. Maybe Subway 100% of the time. There's like, what do you? I'm like, could I have this? They're just like slapping it on there.
Dude, I don't know how often you go through the McDonald's drive thru, but it rivals Subway. I'm just like, what are you here for?
Yeah.
Hey, man, how's it going? Good. What do you want?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, like that.
Yeah.
Because I go all the time.
It's very close as well, but I feel like Subway's the one that it's, maybe because you're more front facing at Subway, you got to walk through there and look them in the eyes and say, I want this.
And I'm sure it's not fun to work minimum wage. So I kind of get it. It's just funny that, yeah, just like working in such a customer oriented business that they don't exactly put the cream of the crop up front.
Yeah. It's one of my favorite Jim Gaffigan bits. He's like, Subway's like, I could easily make my own sandwich. Or I could go walk in and have a sociopath make it for me. Yeah, why am I paying for the sandwich that I could definitely make a better one at home?
I can buy lettuce.
Jimmy John's, I can't make that sandwich at home.
No?
Those are great.
You do love Jimmy's.
Okay, number three.
Oh, I forgot. We're still in the middle of that. Number three is probably going to be...
Come on. Do you need a moment?
I don't want to... Yeah, you got one?
My number
Mine's
one...
so close.
My number one, I want to be careful about this. I think my number one is, maybe I need some time. Dude, I'm freaking out. I was going to say Five Guys. They don't have a drive-thru. So that doesn't hit the qualification. I think for me, I will go, I'm not going to go Chick-fil-A. I'm going to go against the grain.
Okay.
I think my number one would be Whataburger.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't think that's right.
Yeah. I mean, what are they not doing right?
I just feel like...
What?
Okay, based off of absolutely zero analytical data, I just feel like more crimes are committed on Whataburger property than any other fast food place in America.
I mean, that's true. And that, to be fair, that wasn't in my criteria. I think I respect Whataburger for putting it in there. Chick-fil-A, I mean, you throw a nugget and you're hitting three churches. That's the, but Whataburger, dude, they're get. Yeah, I gotta kind of dig through the trenches to go get some spicy ketchup. And that's part of the rush. And Whataburger, the taste is great. They have spicy ketchup, which is a great, their sauces are fire. They have like a peppercorn sauce that's unique. Their menu is constantly revolving with some really fun items. They'll have like the, they're like chicken strip sandwich.
Yeah. Like they'll have their melt like stuff.
Yeah. Or like you can put jalapenos and stuff on these burgers. They'll have the patty melt. They'll have like the Serrano burger with these peppers and pepper jack cheese. And it is fantastic. They have the honey butter chicken biscuit later. Yeah, night.
They do.
They, all those things together. And there's the exclusivity of it, which makes it kind of exciting. Sure. Because they're only in the South.
Arkansas, Oklahoma, Texas.
Mainly. Is that really it?
Yeah.
So if you're ever in the area, try those. But man, it is, I'm gonna bump that up. The reason I get it rarely is because their burgers are sizable, dude. And so if you get their meal.
Girthy burgers.
You've got to budget about 3 hours for a Whataburger experience.
Yeah. Because
then I got to get prostrate on the ground to rest my prostate. I don't think those were correlated. I don't think. What does a prostate do? I don't know. That's like the male placenta.
I
think.
I asked my dad and probably asked my mom. Yeah, it's the same thing. You can eat it.
Oh, yeah.
Or like
yeah.
You put it in a pill, like right. Fry it, put in your eggs.
Yeah.
Not her eggs.
That makes sense.
Different eggs. I'll tell you later.
Yeah, it's getting convoluted for me.
What's your number two?
My number two, dude, I've gone back and forth on this a lot. I've gone back and forth if In-N-Out is overrated or not.
You're about to say In-N-Out before Chick-fil-A for number two?
Well, I'm going against the grain a little bit because...
Dude.
Chick-fil-A, I'm limited on my options there.
It's mainly chicken.
And maybe I have a little more affinity for a burger than chicken.
Okay.
I don't want to be judged for that.
Okay.
And In-N-Out, I go back and forth because sometimes I go to In-N-Out and I'm like, man, the people are a little too high on this. But then I go and I can get this fat burger and fries and they have the little chili peppers. It's a nice touch. It's simple. You got a few options and they're generous with their onion, which I'm a big onion guy. Because I think they know that. So every time you order a burger, they go, do you want that much onion? I go, oh, yes.
Oh, yeah, baby.
And I think it, now I'm going to go Chick-fil-A too.
Oh, wow. What a misdirection there.
I'm going to go Chick-fil-A too.
Magician.
Their breakfast is fire. I had a rough phase where I got it a lot of mornings. I've pulled back immensely on. I used to get it 4 or 5 times.
You're doing better.
Thank you. But it's just, you know, it's going to get you through there quick. It's great. Their sauce game, them and Whataburger are up. In their own league in the sauce games.
Yeah.
I mean, what, Chick-fil-A has 10 or 12 sauces you can choose from?
So many.
What's your...
It would make sense they have 12, kind of a biblical number.
Quickly, top three Chick-fil-A sauces.
Oh, honey roasted barbecue, Chick-fil-A sauce, and then probably Polynesian.
One, honey mustard. They have the best honey mustard I've ever had.
Okay.
Two, I'd go barbecue, just classic barbecue.
Okay.
Theirs is great. And three... I'm going their zesty buff.
Dude, so honey roasted barbecue is not even in your top three?
No, I feel like it's just kind of like, I feel like it's an afterthought that's in a different container. They're kind of like, a lot of people like barbecue, right? Let's just kind of mix the honey mustard in. I think it's just that.
Yeah, but it tastes so good.
No, it is. Chick-fil-A sauce, overrated in my mind. I think it just tastes like a sweet mayonnaise. I think it's a little gross.
Really?
Not gross. I would still devour it, but I think it's overrated. Like I don't get it as much.
Man, we have different sauce interest.
Chick-fil-A sauce, I think, just overwhelms the taste.
I get that. I'm kind of that way. I've recently cut down my Chipotle burrito order because their queso is so good, and I realized once I started getting other ingredients in there, I don't taste the queso as much. Dude, I noticed that.
Tell me, was your order not the last time we went brown rice, chicken, and queso?
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, we're good. And the lady. She'd like ask you two more times. What? You're like, just, yeah, that's all I want. She's like, but all of this?
There's more?
Yep. You're like, no.
For one, it's called, I realize if you only get three things, it's called a three pointer. It's like 40% off. If you
oh,
get
really?
That. Yeah. It's awesome.
They're like, gosh, give this guy, save this guy some money because he's
malnourished.
He's malnourished. He's trying to just hurt his heart.
There's
just
like
give
some
me cheese, chicken. Wrap up. Sir, this is a quesadilla. No, it's my burrito.
Just put it in a bowl. Give me a spoon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just felt like once I had like some salsa in there, I couldn't taste the queso as much. I used to put lettuce in there. I'm like, why am I doing this? To feel healthier, to get crunch? I don't need crunch. It's just cold. Because then the rest of my burrito is really warm and they got the cold lettuce. I don't really like that.
I finally stopped kidding myself about the fajita veggies because they're aggressive with those. And I thought I'd be like light on the veggies and they still throw like two whole bell peppers on there.
Yeah.
Like, it's like I have a bell pepper salad with some chicken topping. So I finally I've axed the fajita veggies.
Oh, wait, what did you say? I've vaxxed?
I axed them. I don't vax.
I've anti-vaxxed the veggies.
I do vax.
Oh,
I wait.
Pro veggie, pro vax.
Pro veggie, pro vax.
Send me a vax.
Yeah.
If you don't agree.
Yeah. Okay, number three.
Number three, you know, we got to talk about sauce, and we mentioned this on the Do Less Guest podcast. Shout out, become a member, $5 a month. Cup of coffee for a bonus podcast a week. It's a lot. Good value. I mentioned that I'm into Slim Chickens now because of their sauce. So I think that's my underdog. That's like a 12 seed, just made it to the final four. Slim Chickens, number three. Their sauce is so good.
Slim Chickens is good, dude.
What's your number three?
Brahms. We already talked about it. We don't need to talk about it more.
That's true.
Brahms. Cheap, good. It's like I'm visiting, you know, my grandparents in an assisted living home. And it's just kind of nice and peaceful. You know, you see the old people in there. You see some good old country folks. I was there once and I saw a maybe 6-year-old with a diaper on.
Oh.
So it's kind of exciting in that way. Yeah.
I will say I love being efficient. And if I can like go grab a meal and go get like milk or whatever, or like a couple of groceries, like that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Agreed. I appreciate that.
Yeah. And no offense to the 6-year-old or his father. Like I'm
wearing a diaper.
Yeah. I'm going in there ordering what? A double cheeseburger, add jalapenos and a whole malt shake. It would be wise if I went in there with a diaper on.
Yeah. The reason I brought up that pudding cup earlier is because I try to tell people, no, they serve pudding. That was just, I had an accident one time.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, that's the pudding cup.
Pudding, yeah. You didn't get the pudding.
You didn't get the pudding cup? Oh, I thought you had it.
Maybe they're out.
No, they don't serve pudding.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
I do when I go to Brahms.
Okay, let's get to a few of our segments. Jake, we're going to have maybe the first time. We did a little taste of it, but we have a Do Less Impress. Jake's
going
to cue us up here. We have impression described for you to do. If you, would you like some music behind it?
your call. I don't know.
I'll give you a little
something. Music impression.
Yeah. It'll help you get into the zone. So this,
what?
You're Do Less Impress.
It sounds like I'm about to perform
a
song.
A Texas cowboy, born and raised.
Oh, yeehaw,
but
brother.
But you spent 30 plus years living in India. And you're calling to get some support on your Wi-Fi.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Born and raised in Texas. My Wi-Fi is not working in India, which is where I've lived for 30 years.
I don't know what music I'm playing here. I need instrumental.
Yeah,
put Bollywood, dude. Bollywood is fire.
Bollywood's a cool word.
True.
Because they just, I don't know what the B stands for, but... This sounds about right.
Yeah.
Now, should it be like an inspirational...
Ring, ring. Hello, customer service. How may I help you?
Hey, brother. This is Rodney over here in Mumbai. Speaking of Wi-Fi ain't working. You know what's going on there with that?
Yes, I'd be happy to help you today. I'm in India. You're calling me in India. I'm not saying customer service people are often Indian.
Yeah, no.
I'm saying we are in India and you're calling me. What, could you tell me a little more what is the problem?
Brother, I tell you, it's good to hear a voice like that. I've been living amongst the Indians for 30 last years. And I'll tell you, I lived with them before that when I was in Texas. They don't like me calling them that anymore, but nonetheless, I see them all the same.
Okay, sir, would you kindly tell me your name and I will be happy to assist you today.
Brother, I told you when I answered the phone it was Rodney. Make me repeat it again and I'll brand you on the back like the cattle we used to do out on the farm. Okay, brother, you got me?
Understood, sir. I apologize for offending you, Mr. Rodney.
Okay, that's enough of that, brother. I tell you what, I'm trying to watch bullfighting on YouTube.
How about?
I'm sorry?
I do apologize. Am I assisting you today?
If you apologize one more time. Okay.
I'm focusing so hard to keep that accent.
Okay, that's good.
Tried resetting the router? Dude, that reminds me of do less impress. That'll be a good idea in this climate for us two white guys to do. But
if we can do a couple episodes of that without getting canceled.
Dude, that makes me think of, was your dad like this? I feel like so many, like he would encounter someone with a thick accent. He'd be like, I mean, I can't understand a word you're saying. I'm like, Dad, I can understand him. Do you see Trump do that recently?
No.
It was, he had a thick Indian accent. He's like, Mr. Trump, we had, I asked a few questions for you. And he just talks and it is very thick. And he goes, okay, I maybe heard and understood two words of what you said.
Oh, geez, dude.
And I don't think he was being rude. He was just being honest. At least I just can't understand what you're saying.
Just like an old person thing.
Yeah, like, oh.
I want to hear you, man, but yeah. I just can't. What you're saying is not making sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been on like some mission trips with like older gentlemen who will get back to like the whatever the house. Like, yeah. Man, could you guys understand a word they were saying all day? I'm like, yeah, we were talking to him. I could.
They're like, wow, Jake's a good guesser. He's having a full-blown conversation. I mean. I can't understand anything.
Yeah, I will say, I've been to Trinidad. So they speak English there, which is great because that's what I speak. But it's a very
that's always good.
Yeah, it's a very Cajun like version of English, like a French Creole like version of English. So it is tricky.
Oh.
And you like feel bad because you're like, sometimes you can't understand them. You're like, I know you're speaking English and I still can't understand you. Like, I don't want to keep asking what. Like
made up words or?
It's just like, dude, the cadence and like the speed at which they could speak English, which I feel like I'm a pretty fast talker, but it was like. Yeah, sometimes it is a little tricky sometimes.
Yeah, but dude, I
love Trinidad though.
There is nothing better when I've had a few helpful customer service people recently called Southwest. She was so helpful. I mean, she was like literally giggling. She was having a good time. I was like, where can I like give you a positive review? This is incredible. And I, ordering a lot of things for this house renovation, everyone, customer service, I feel like customer service is on the up and up. Just feel like they're killing it lately. Growing up, yeah, you'd have this guy. You're like, dude, you're not helping. But now I feel like they're crushing it. I don't know. Maybe I'm just having good experiences.
No, I think, and also maybe you're just dealing, with companies who are prioritizing it. Southwest always does a good job, and companies are probably starting to realize it's important.
Yep. Wow. News of the day. Okay, we're gonna do a little. We're gonna go to our spoken word up segment now. This couldn't get any more ridiculous, but.
Yes, Trey, this week we got an email. Your topic for spoken word up this week is mini blinds. Mini blinds.
Mini blinds, huh?
You got the...
I got it queued up. I was about to have it perfectly timed, but they hit me with an ad. Can you see? Can you see the sunrise? Can you see the sunset? Open your eyes, open your eyes. There's many surprises when you open your eyes. Not numerous, but small. Small, I want to see them all. Don't be blind. Mini blinds. The blinds in my house are big. Wait, they're small. Or are they just many of them to make them big? Mini as in numerous. Mini as in small. Mini blinds, mini blinds, mini blinds. Minnie Mouse, she's a dime. Mickey's a lucky SOB. Get that cheese.
Nice.
Mini. As in numerous. Repeatedly, mini blinds. Okay, I'm
That's funny.
Nice.
Worked in Mouse's love for cheese. Into the poem.
Mini, dude. Did you ever have...
I said numerous.
This might get weird. Did you ever have a crush on like a fictional or animated character?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Several. Where to start? Lola Bunny? Holy cow.
Dude, she loke. They drew her with a purpose.
Yeah.
They're like, okay, we're going to make this... Get MJ in here.
Before Elastigirl.
Bugs is hilarious.
Yeah.
And then listen, we're going to have some kids watching this. It'd be weird if we had like... If we drew one of MJ's like bar service hotties in here. So just give that bunny a little extra.
Get a rabbit with some curves.
Yeah, give her a little extra curves. Okay. Don't draw her like a carrot. Draw her like a like a pear.
Lola Bunny was a big one. Jasmine, still.
Still to
nice.
This day.
Very nice.
Lois Griffin, dude.
Oh, Peter.
Dude, no.
Didn't do it for me.
I don't know. Maybe it was the rush of like, I shouldn't be watching Family Guy because they say body words, but.
And she's a married woman. Maybe you kind of like that.
Okay. Well, No.
Oh, okay.
I was 8.
Okay. So you weren't into that yet.
Like, Lois. Did you know Meg was voiced by Mila Kunis?
I learned that a couple years ago. I thought that was weird, but cool. It's good for her. Cool,
random. Was that like her first big role?
Yeah. Maybe? Is that where she started?
I don't know. It's like, wait, hey, we got to get this movie. Who voices Meg? I want her in this movie.
Yeah.
What is she like?
That's crazy. Also, voice acting, I've never done it, but that seems awesome.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you want
to? It's basically what we're doing now, but they have to say like 1/20th of the words.
I just remembered I got to do this. I got, my manager sent me some little audition for a Nickelodeon voice thing.
Oh, well, you're welcome for reminding you.
Thank you.
Nickelodeon voice thing.
Like an animated series. Like, here's an audition to be a voice of it, which 100% won't work out. But,
yeah.
Character? I think that would be fun. It's like it's some show about fish or something. So I'm auditioning for a character who's like the dumb fish kind of.
Okay.
So I'm trying to find, like, what do you guys think? What do you think would be a good, should I be like, yeah, my name's, the fish's name is, Chum.
Okay.
I'm making that up. Yo, it's Chum. What kind of flippin' fin adventures are we getting to? Should that be kind of the vibe, or should we be like, hello, my name is Dumb. What if I just sent him that? Like, here's a character. You know, it's for Nickelodeon. He's kind of this goofy, dumb Chum. But I sent him like a, good day, mate. My name's Chum. I'm like, yeah, I kind of. If you guys didn't do your research, that fish is native to the coral reef of Australia.
Someone's not looking into barrier. Ecosystems. Of these fish.
That'd be. Just send it back. I'm like, dude, what are you doing?
I like kind of like, the surfer bro dumb.
Or maybe, I feel like that's been done before. There's got to be in Finding Nemo. One of those guys. Or maybe like, I'm down to go swimming down on. Let's dive on down and see if we can get some plankton.
Like if Elvis was uneducated.
Yeah.
It's kind of that accent.
Can I? I like. My mama said.
Is that supposed to be?
That's Waterboy, dude. Yeah. They're like, sir, you just keep sending auditions. Well, we're getting Waterboy on that one. Let me try a new one. Good evening. My fellow fish. Maybe we should dive a little bit deeper.
Nice. That's pretty good.
Dude, I killed that.
Yeah, honestly. I was going to say. Dude, I feel like people who can sing well are so good at impressions.
I have thought for a long time, like, if I would just, like, actually practice, I feel like I could impress people with that, but I never have.
You're good at, like, making your voice sound how you want to make it sound. I'm not good at singing. I'm not good at impressions because my ears and tongue don't connect. Yeah. If they could, I would have unclogged my ears by now. Gosh, it's full circle.
Yeah. Sir, we're just getting, okay, that was very President Obama. I don't feel like, are you reading the script? Try it one more time. Okay, I got this. I quite like to dive a bit deeper.
Okay, that's sounding a lot like Donald Trump. We just need like an elementary aged like fish, just like a dumb fish.
Okay.
What do you think? Something simple.
Do you have any?
Something simple.
Something simple.
Yeah, yeah.
Just simple.
Yeah, yeah. Don't worry about it too much.
So it's supposed to be like, did you have any comparisons? Like, what do I need to do?
I mean, just think back to when you were a kid, what you watched on TV, you know, doesn't have to be fish related, but just an easy character voice.
Okay. Why you gotta go down to the bottom of the sea?
It sounded lot like Cliff Huxtable there.
I'm about to get a couple pudding cups and. Sir, we don't think, given the recent events, that you should. It's actually offensive you sent that one in, sir. I'm just trying to do something.
Sorry, you said dumb fish. I don't know.
Something creative.
I don't know.
Okay, that's it. I can't think of any other impressions to do.
Dude, do you think you can try and do Kevin Malone's voice? Because that's a good, like, dumb voice.
Dude, it. I love his like character arc. I don't think I can though.
It's a unique voice.
It's like eating a hot circle of garbage. I can't really do that.
I like that you tried though. Thanks. Dude, that's great. I hope you get the gig.
Oh, okay. Well, I think that's an episode. What are we?
Dude, it's about time for that theme song, probably. What do you think?
Oh, yep. Dude, we fully forgot. We had been doing a bit and we just forgot. But we'll just do it twice next episode.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, yeah.
At least twice.
Yeah, yeah. So this is the kind of enjoy episode 10 / the intro to 11.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of the intro to episode 11.
That'll be sick. Do less, God bless. Have a great weekend. I'm spending my weekend. I have a birthday party to go to Saturday night. Love parties.
Cool.
And then the rest will be like buying ceiling fans. It's been really fun until the last few weeks. And like, oh yeah, don't forget we need to buy like, you know, whatever like handles are on the kitchen cabinets. And then like the doorknobs and, oh yeah, mirrors and ceiling. I'm like, okay, I didn't really sign up for this. So
yeah. I'll be in West Hollywood this weekend if anyone wants to hang out.
Hey. Sunshine fans. State.
Sunshine State. Yep.
Well, all right. Everyone else, have a great weekend. Thanks for coming on back. We'll talk to you next week.
Hope you enjoy episode 11.